Another Staying Gang podcast coming at you as we talk to Kelsey Bruce, and the cross country team continues to impress this season under Kelsey's direction. And you told you know you were sandbagging me a little bit last week. You're talking about going to back to the Dallas Baptist to run. Mm-hmm. The Old Glory Gallop, I think, is what they called this event.
Mm-hmm. It's a new
and
meet for
you
them.
You were like, you know, we're not going to win. We may not do very well.
I didn't say we wouldn't do well.
Well, I may be exaggerating there.
Yeah.
But I wasn't expecting you. You finished sixth.
Right.
Which is above the middle of the pack, which is, I was kind of expecting you in the middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I see? You placed five more on the Midwestern State Top 100.
Yes.
So that's 19 of the top 100 5K results this year. Let me make sure I get this right. So 19 of the top 100 5K results all time at Midwestern State have been recorded this year.
Yes, with duplicate people on there, so other ladies from the past. Right,
right. No,
so
but still, good. Yeah, right, exactly. So it seems like everything is going right for Midwestern State cross country right now.
Everything never goes right, but it's going well.
You're not much of an optimist, are you?
I'm a realist.
So what did it? How did things unfold this past weekend and what led to the good result as you finished? I think we mentioned you finished sixth.
Yeah, the ladies competed really well. We went out a little fast, so I think we could have been a little bit better. We would have stuck a little closer to our race plans. But the ladies competed well, and they rebounded well. Liz, obviously the highlight again. She was really excited about this meet. Her grandpa came in from Wisconsin, and she had a bunch of family there, and a lot of our ladies had people there cheering them on, which is nice for us because, you know, we're all over the place and you don't get a lot of cross country fan unless it's mom and dad and, you know, people that know the sport. But Ella ran really well again too. She's, you know, been pretty consistent with them. And then I think a big highlight for as a coach that I was probably most excited about was Nathalia. She really competed well. She's, I think, kind of starting to believe in herself a little bit, which I've been trying to get her to do that for 2 years now or a year and a half. And I think she's finally doing that. And she's been in a little bit of denial about being a distance runner, but she just because she has speed doesn't mean she's not a distance runner. And I think she's kind of understanding that now and seeing other mid-distance runners in the conference be successful in the long, in the longer races. So she was a big improvement from, you know, just week to week, she's really shined. And then we had some ladies on the back half of our team, like Lula Nolan. She's looked really good, and I think she's starting to believe in herself a little bit. So good glimpses of progress. I think everyone at some point has shown progress, which is what we strive for in our sport.
Well, there's so much in what you just said that I want to kind of delve into. The first part though is if we had stuck to the race plan. So what was the plan and how did you deviate from that plan?
Well, I didn't deviate.
Well, I mean the team.
Yeah. I didn't run. Not to say that I'm not guilty of deviating from my race plans. Because sometimes there's a place for that, but I was hoping we'd be a little bit more conservative through the mile. Ella and Liz did fine. They were pretty much right where we needed them to be. And our second group of girls, though, went out a little quick. And I think they kind of paid for it a little bit in the last 2 or 3 miles. I think really everyone after them was out a little fast. And we kind of, I don't really care a lot about pacing, but we look at splits afterwards just to see where our weak points were. I don't really want them to pay too much attention to it. But, you know, we had a couple of them run 45 seconds slower their last mile than their first mile. And so that's a lot. 45 seconds is a lot. And I think it kind of, you pay for extra at the back half if you go out too fast. And so, but for me, like, I think it's exciting too, because it's not like the girls that didn't PR, it wasn't like it wasn't there. We just didn't execute. Right? But I do think it's good practice for them to do too, because races sometimes go out fast, and sometimes, you know, that's going to be the race plan. You go out with it and you hang on. And so, I mean, they got some more experience, and I think that's what this season is about for the young ladies.
Well, and I was going to ask you about the experience that you get as you're leading up here to the conference meet. What did you kind of learn from this meet?
I think that meet's going to look really, really similar to what our conference looks like in terms of where the strength is. There wasn't a lot more teams at that meet than our home meet, but there was a lot more teams in front of us this week. And I think it was good for the girls to kind of see that and know, okay, just because someone's in front of me doesn't mean I like can't be patient. And I think it was a really good, where our meet was a good preview for conference course wise, I think this meet was a really good preview to see what positioning should look like.
So the two LSC teams that finished ahead of you, Dallas Baptist, who won the meet, mm-hmm. and they finished with 30 points, so they had a great meet, but that's not a huge surprise. And then St. Edward's won 30, so are those the teams to beat when the conference meet comes around?
Yeah, I think us, St. Ed's, and Oklahoma Christian are going to be really competitive with one another. St. Ed's ran really well. They beat us. You know, they had a better day than we did, but, you know, that doesn't mean we're not going to work hard and try to beat everybody that we can.
But you think you could beat St. Ed's. You don't think they're untouchable, right?
No, I don't really think anyone's untouchable outside of maybe DBU. It's hard to argue. Like, I don't really like claiming anyone is untouchable, but, you know, they put five in front of our five. And so that's pretty tough to beat.
Yeah.
They're ranked fourth in the region, ninth in the country. Like, we're just not there yet. You know, hopefully we'll continue
but
to make progress.
But you're getting there. You're making progress.
But I think anybody else, you know, we want to compete against and we want to be ready for.
So I know when we talked last week, you were talking about maybe not running in San Angelo. Have you made that decision?
Yeah, we're not going to compete in San Angelo next, or I guess it's next week. I think it's just because we race so much so early, I want to give the girls a little bit of time to reset and regroup and get healthy and be ready to roll at conference and then regionals.
Yeah, so originally that was coming up a week from today, the day we record this podcast. You were supposed to run that October 25th. Is there another meet you'll run instead, or is the next meet the LSC championship?
Next meet will be conference. Yeah, I checked that one out. I would have liked, I think, to have raced this coming weekend and maybe not the past two weekends back to back. I think that kind of been ideal, but there wasn't really a lot of options for this coming weekend. And then San Angelo, he does a good job. Like, I like their course. I like going to San Angelo, and our girls had a really fun time there last year. It's just so close, and travel, and it's a time when their midterms are happening as well. And so I just made kind of a
yeah. That's interesting because you have to take those academic considerations into effect as well, right?
Right. And you know, we talk about our journals a lot, and a lot of them are like, well, I'm going to be better about studying, and so I can get better sleep. And, you know, when they have midterms, as much as I tell them, get it done ahead of time, I know what it's like to be a student, and I know you don't always do that, even if you try.
Yeah, and sometimes as a student, you wait to the last minute. I can attest to that. I remember those days.
I think our distance girls, for the most part, I know not all of them, but for the most part, I think the personality trait is to try to be on top of things, and you know, you try to be pretty structured because that's our sport, but not all of them.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, is that kind of a personality trait of a long-distance runner to be structured? And,
yeah.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's just the nature of the sport. You see what consistency does for you, and that's track, too. You see consistency breeds results, and so you make it your job to be as consistent as you possibly can, and I think good habits are tied to consistency, and the sport teaches you if you are consistent and you work hard and you show up every day, you're going to see good results. And so you kind of structure your life to mimic that to a degree, because you know it will breed some sort of success.
The LSC championship is coming up November 5th. That seems like a long time away.
Oh, I feel like it's right around the corner. Compared to other sports, yeah, it's a little bit of time. But, you know, we have this weekend where we'll do a long run. Next week will be 2 weeks out, and then the week before is the week leading in. You don't race the weekend leading in typically. So
sounds like you've got things structured.
I do.
Sounds
I
like
try
you,
to.
You're ready. Kelsey, congratulations on what's already been a great season. We're looking forward to the LSC championships here in Wichita Falls, by the way. And that is going to be coming up, as we said, November 5th, and that's going to be at the River Creek Golf Course where you've already run this year. But we'll have a lot more time to talk about that in the upcoming editions of our Staying Gang podcast, which, by the way, are growing in popularity.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Thanks for taking the time to be with us. As always, appreciate it. And again, congratulations on another great run.
Thank you.
That is Kelsey Bruce joining us, and we hope you'll be with us every week for the Staying Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein saying talk to you again next week.